AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Coming to you live from First Class Sounds. It's Friday, TGIF. It's time for that BFF, Big Facts Fridays. DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J, Kodak, OG Shante, Shot Jones, and Cashizzy. Did I forget anybody? I think I got everybody. What's up? What's up, everybody? What's up, Jade?
What's happening?
Talk to me, David. Someone talk to me. What are we talking about
today? Okay, so this is what we're talking about today. There's been a viral TikTok challenge going around entitled Slap the Teacher. So my question to y'all is, if your kid slapped a teacher and the teacher beat y'all's kid's ass, would you be mad at the teacher, or would you be mad at your kid?
I feel like everything in life got consequences, and you learn that shit in school. So that is one of the things that you got to learn through your peers or through your teachers. So you can't just go around slapping people and not think that's going to come with any consequences.
See, like with me, I ain't even going front, and I'm not going to be fake about it or nothing. I'm on the fence, because if my kid slapped a teacher, then I'm definitely going to be upset with my kid, but I'm still going to be like, you still put your hands on my child, like, for real.
So let me ask you another question.
But if I was the teacher,
beat the kid ass.
Beat the kid's ass, because it's like, once you put your hands on me, then you removed yourself from a child's place, and now you put yourself in an adult's place.
So let me ask you something.
That's just kids get taken out of juvenile and get life for murder.
Well, listen, we're talking about a kid slapping the shit out of a teacher, right?
Right.
What if your kid slapped the shit out of you?
If my kid slapped the shit out of me,
yes,
I would no longer have a kid.
Okay.
How old is this kid?
We can make another one.
Okay. No, that age don't matter.
It does.
Don't
matter.
Because you got like,
I ain't going to have a kid no more.
Young enough to be in school.
I ain't going to have a kid no more.
How old is this child?
They going to go back to meet the other nigga that made him.
It's a difference, because you got to think about it. I have a 4-year-old. You know what I'm saying? If my kid hits you at 4 years old, and you call yourself whooping my kid ass, I'm coming up there to beat the fuck out of you. It's up.
Yeah, no, it gotta be a threat. It gotta be a threat level.
How old the child is.
Yeah, I got you.
My 4-year-old's a walk. She walks, she talks, she know right from wrong. At that point, you call me and I get to her. You don't put your hands on nobody kid like that. But like, if your kid is in high school, I don't know.
We gotta defend ourselves, because high school motherfuckers big.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if I had a son and he played football, and my son
can be big as fuck.
Like, yeah, how you gonna whoop a child ass?
You can't even legally
whoop your own child ass these days.
We said slap the shit.
I'm not gonna feel like my life is. I'm not gonna feel like my life is in danger because I got hit by an 8-year old.
I think that the natural reaction.
Yeah, it's a reflex. It's a natural reaction. It's a reflex.
But as it slaps or swings on you too.
But mind you,
but we said beat their ass. You cannot beat an 8-year old ass.
I've been swung on by 8-year olds before.
And it's up. You put your hands on my child.
You just gotta restrain them. They're not about to hurt me. But if it's an 18-year old,
that's why you. That's different. Teacher and I wasn't.
That's different. I agree. Yeah, if it's 18, that's different. Yeah, but an 8-year-old, 16
big as hell.
Yeah, fuck that.
You grown.
That's what I'm saying.
You grown at like 14.
But you do put your hands in my 10-year-old.
You're not gonna knock me out and have me on World Star, bro. I'm sorry. I'm not going for that. I'm about to slam you on your neck.
If my child put their hands on
your okay, what's your baby name?
Chance.
You say she what? Four. If Chance slapped the teacher and the teacher don't slap her but whoop her, what you feel like that is?
Bro, don't whoop me. Don't whoop my child. No.
That is different, though.
Or pop her.
No.
Don't discipline a child at all.
Yeah, don't just beat her. I'm saying, but like, thump on a motherfucker's forehead hard as hell.
Like, if she said like that, like she popped her on her hand or something like that, then that is what it is. Like, if she popped her or whatever, I'm not tripping. But if you come and you got it, my baby got a bruise or my baby, like, at this point, petrified of you, that's a problem. You call me and I'm just gonna whoop her ass in front of the teacher. Like, that's what I'm gonna do as a parent. I'm gonna whoop my child ass in front of the teacher.
I agree to an extent.
But
when you drop your kid off for schools and all the other shit, it's subjected to certain shit. Anything.
It is.
But some type of discipline. You just tell the kid you can do what the fuck they want.
You have private schools. I attended private schools, so they were able to give us like paddles and whoop us. I was in a private school. So I was able to get hit. I mean, that shit didn't really mean nothing when you.
But your parents agreed to that.
Yes,
you're private. But if you as a parent didn't agree to your child getting beat while they're at school, we got a problem.
But if my child, listen, you're not beating my kid. I don't care what the fuck she do. I don't care, bro.
So even like, if they was at a private school, that's where you agreed to that?
No, I would not agree to that shit. Don't hit my child. I wouldn't agree to that shit. You know what I'm saying? But then
I feel you, and I want to agree with you.
Call me. Call me, and I'll whoop my child ass in front of you.
These kids different. So we talking about slapping, but what if Chance don't get her hands on your pistol and took the pistol to the school? Like, these kids different.
Man, my pistol ain't nowhere near my baby. You know what I'm saying? And as a parent, that is true. But as a parent, like, shit, you supposed to check your child's stuff.
You check your child bag every day? No, you don't.
There was an incident at one of the schools I used to go to a few weeks ago where the mom actually came to the school and told the administration that her child had brought a gun to the school, and the school ended up being locked down the rest of the day. And they almost sent the kids home the next day because it was true. Like, this kid had took his mom's gun to school.
Damn.
And just had it on them. So, like, you don't really know. Like, these kids is gangster now. They, like, the shit that happened at the school, there was a young dude. I think he was like 14, 15. Like, these are actual things that kids are going through, and the school system and the administrators are acting like it's nothing. Like, how you have a potential shootout, but you got kids in the school the next day? Kids not supposed to be going through shit like that. This is shit that war veterans are supposed to be going through.
We was talking about fighting and when we were in high school. Now that shit crazy.
People pulling up with pistols in elementary school. It's happening.
That's
wild. So, like, I'm just saying that you got to, I guess because I got teachers in my family and shit, and they got to go through a lot of shit, and they way underpaid to go through that shit.
Yeah, my mom was a teacher. Like,
the kids she had to deal with, cussing me out, crazy to me, and I just had to sit there and be like, wait for your mom to get here. And I'm like, nah, I don't know.
And the mom, and sometimes the parents don't do shit. That's really the problem.
But you know what is even crazier? Sometimes that if the teachers do say certain stuff to the teachers, I mean, to the student, they'll get fired. Like, they could lose their child, like, lose their job by saying something to your kid. Your kid could do whatever to them, and then they say something slick back to your kid, and somebody else didn't hurt it. They could potentially lose their job for even defending themselves.
There was a,
Damn.
Right.
Same school, like, they got the kid on camera slapping one of the coaches. Like, bam, he slapped somebody.
What you doing, that little nigga slapped you that time?
I had to just restrain him. Like, I didn't hit him back enough, but his parents were still mad at that. Like, they really want you to be a punching bag for their kids until they get there.
You probably sleep choking that little buzz.
I don't work there no more, but I can't say like shit. If I know that it's gonna take a little bit more to get you to calm down, I'm gonna have to put a little knee in your back to, you know, get you to calm down, relax a little bit while, you know, the appropriate authorities get there. But I'm not about to just get beat up and let you hit me in the face and all that. I'm gonna protect myself. And I gotta protect myself and the other students. Cause if you wilding on me, you definitely gonna wild on them. And I can't tell somebody else, mama, well, he just went crazy in the classroom and scratched your kid face up. I'm sorry. I got to protect the rest of the kids as well.
What the parents say?
Man, sometimes the parents will come up there and want to.
Talking about in your situation.
Yeah, they like, okay, so it was a situation that the kid that tried to attack me, we went into the administrator.
He tried.
Yeah, he did. He attacked me. The parents' response was
oh, he ain't trying.
Yeah, he did. Oh, yeah, swung me. The parents' response was, well, what did you do to make him do that?
What?
And I'm like.
Bitch, I ain't do nothing. Your kid is crazy.
Luckily, like, we were in shot of the camera. So they saw that I didn't do nothing, but they still think, well, what about before they got there? What before the camera was on? Like, bro, you see everything that's going on. You see the entire interaction. Your kid just bad. People didn't realize they had badass kids until the pandemic hit and they was at home with their kid. Your kid's bad as fuck. Your kid's bad as fuck. Y'all need to realize that. So when you sending your kids to school, like, my baby would never. Your baby hell. Yeah. Little hellraiser. Like that'd be the craziest shit. You ever seen like the when the kid get beat up and they be on TV like, mom, he ain't never did nothing. Man, yes, the fuck he did. Your kid was beating people the fuck up.
Yeah.
So what we breaking it down to is if your kid do some bullshit. Some overall bullshit, and then a situation could be plenty of different bullshit, not just school. Then what do you do? How do you handle it?
Shit, you got
like,
it.
What if your kid went outside bullying some people or doing some bullshit and came back home beat up?
Then that's on her at that point. Like, I ain't raising no bully. Like,
so you got to take accountability for your kid's actions. You can't just, oh, that's my cousin Mike, he ain't did shit, and your cousin Mike
so is Michael Myers. That's what I'm saying. It should be the same in the school shit.
But no, it
they hold teachers to a different standard.
You don't want no grown person putting their hands on your
child. Nah, but in the
school. Nobody putting their hands on your child.
Scream, listen, but with the school shit, I'm not saying, like, okay, get mad at the teacher and, you know, the kid is completely innocent. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, the kid is going to get dealt with. But at the end of the day, like I said, that's why I'm kind of on the fence. Because on the flip side, if I was the teacher, oh, that kid is going down. But on the other flip side, if I was the parent, and I know this might sound hypocritical, I would not want somebody else putting their hands on my child like that.
Okay, somebody else. Listen.
No, that's
so you open your door. Your kid walks in your house. Your kid has a busted lip and a black eye. The first thing you're going to ask is, what the fuck happened?
Mm-hmm, for
how
sure.
How do you respond to their story of what the fuck happened? Mommy, they beat me up. Just beat you up just to beat you up.
Who is they?
Because that's all
they mean. Outside. The other little niggas, the kids.
Oh, we finna go outside.
To why? To see what happened?
No, I'm finna go outside to get to the bottom of this.
Oh, that's what I said, to see what happened.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to tell you the whole story.
So what if you find, your kid was out there beating people up and they just got
right.
The wrong
bullying for yeah. Bullying for the longest, terrorizing this teacher, terrorizing somebody, and it comes to a point where the kid going to come, because kids are manipulators, right?
For
we have
sure.
To agree, they manipulators. For sure. They beat me up. I ain't even do nothing. Then you get out there, man, that nigga done put out a knife and did this, threatened to kill me, all this, you know what I'm saying?
And like, then at that point, you turn on your child and you whoop your child ass again. And let's go home and figure the rest of this stupid shit out.
Okay.
Honestly.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
I ain't even going front, though. If my child came in the door with a busted eye and a broken lip, I mean, whatever, however the fuck y'all said, just said that shit. I ain't even going front. My first reaction is probably going to be to, like, go outside and, like, yeah, fuck some shit up. Like,
sure.
And then probably find out later.
Kick ass now. Ask questions later.
That's going to be a fucked up situation. You hurt somebody.
No, I'm just being real. Like, because you're dealing with emotions. You can say really what you're going to do all
now
day,
you
but
don't
you,
start
can.
The whole,
you can't. You don't really know until you're in that situation.
You ain't going down there. If a kid whooped my daughter ass, I'm not going down there to catch that little girl one. I'm going to be like, go get your mama. Like, what you mean?
Mama coming out the house how cracked, don't even know what's
well,
going
shit,
on.
Well, shit, she got to catch my one.
What the fuck is going
way,
on here? I'm
not going to go down there trying to whoop no other kid ass unless that person like hella bigger than my daughter and look grown,
okay. Then
that's different. But if Chance got her ass whooped by somebody her age, then shit, fight her until you win. I'm from the hood. That's how we get around.
What's your name, Bank? Bank trying to be quiet.
Man, we riding together.
You go.
However it go, we riding together.
So your kid did some bullshit, it don't matter
everybody
what they did.
Everybody get it.
You whooping the kid ass.
We together.
I feel the same way.
Don't butt my kid lip.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, but damn, okay.
Man. What if your kid manipulates you?
I'm already manipulated.
I feel because
I'm already witch.
You ain't got
to manipulate me.
I agree with
but
you.
But you going down there and putting your hands
on
the
kid, or
you going
bullshit.
Down there like beat their ass again?
What if they don't grab?
No, I ain't finna put my hand on my kid.
Exactly. You going down there with your kid like whoop their ass.
I'm your battery. You finna whip his ass up.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
that makes sense.
That's what I'm talking
with
about.
You on that
anything
part.
Else around that, we clean it out. We got to clear it out.
It's clear.
We finna tear this shit up now.
Go get your mama. Go get your daddy.
For real.
Straight up.
So at the end of it, if you find out your kid on some bullshit, then you handle it later.
Yeah, you shouldn't have been on that bullshit, but hey, they shouldn't have did that though.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
Mike,
what I'm saying, what if somebody knock on the bank though with their kid and your kid done terrorize their kid for no reason?
So you need to teach your kid how to fight.
Yeah, get it.
Why you knocking at my door?
You need to knock on your kid's door and take him to karate or some shit.
Whooping that. That's what I told him to do. Go out there and whoop ass, man.
I mean,
however this shit go, you better whoop ass.
I don't think niggas raising, we not raising bullies, but at the same time, you're not raising no bitch either. Like, if it's a fight and you just end up on the wrong end of an ass whooping, shit.
That's what it is. But if I know for me.
You get your ass whooped, you got your ass whooped. But they jump on you, it's different.
That's different.
Right.
But if I go knocking at somebody's
door.
Buddy,
I'm going to laugh at you. You got your ass whooped. Real shit, you got your ass whooped. You told me about
now, it. Now you know.
Now they jumped on you, aunties holding you and cousins. Nah, we ain't.
See, that's when like, sure. Everybody got to go.
Knocking at a door.
That's what y'all said. Yeah. Jump on, right? They jump on because he was a bully.
We talking about a general, somebody
general
really putting their hands on your kids.
Yeah.
But everybody's saying there's a difference between a teacher, a kid, another grown.
It all depends. If you slap a teacher now. What y'all saying about if you slap a teacher and she slap your ass back or he slap your ass back, you got slapped back.
Yeah, I agree.
But now you got them like you just finna.
Nah, bro.
We got to deal with
it. What about your granddaughter? She slapped.
That ain't even.
But she
don't even go in that. That don't even go with that. Them folks ain't going to do that, Riley.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
That's yeah, that's she is 3 years old.
That's what I'm saying.
She's 3 years old. So three, that ain't four. Don't even nothing with yeah. her.
I like, get it. That no, that
but I'm talking about my son, you bro, you 15, you doing a slapper challenge, trying to slap somebody channel. Yeah. And he slap your ass back. He supposed to.
Yeah, oh God. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's supposed to, but he was supposed to goddamn
who created this slap
manhandler you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, oh God.
Cause it's levels, like it's appropriate reaction for a lot of shit. This not if a nigga slap you, and you slap him back.
He slapped you and throwed you in that chicken wing. I can respect that. He
but if he gonna take all the frustrations of his life out on this 115,
yeah, no, nah, you can't just
yeah,
beat
you can't whoop my child
down.
Ass.
Yeah, like, no, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You've been pissed off for 20 years. You about to beat this little 15 year old up because of it?
That's some bullshit.
That's how that's how I look like. What's the name? Security. Did that little boy his show.
What you talking about?
Cause one of them little niggas slapped me in balls and teeth. I'ma kick that little nigga in the ass.
The nigga that came on stage.
I'm not
bitch ass.
The nigga that came on stage.
Swallow baby.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that shit. Yeah, he speared that nigga.
What happened?
Somebody
it was rushed. Like a little kid, like 10. Well, he was 10, maybe no more than 15. Some kind of way he got on stage.
And so, the baby was like...
Baby turned around, and he, like, reached out his hand to, like, try to shake his hand. So, like, baby turned around and, like, looked at him and, like... But the security was so late.
Security got fired.
The security was...
I seen that. That nigga got too
late.
Close to baby. Mm-hmm.
But I ain't like that. He was embarrassed because mm-hmm. he was late and like, just... Did the boy dirty.
He supposed to, but that ain't gonna keep your job.
Too late. Yeah,
I bet you that'll never happen again.
Yeah, you're supposed to be on point.
You'll never see that happen again in a baby show. A nigga getting that close up on stage.
Yeah.
They gonna be out there fair.
Yeah. Don't nobody get nowhere near Drake. We ain't never seen oops, somebody's by Drake. You know what I'm saying? Like
man, Drake nah, got some goddamn.
Nah, them niggas will finesse their way up on that motherfucker. Now look, what you call them? What you call them niggas? Hecklers.
Oh, hecklers
yeah.
and wigglers.
Yeah, niggas heck their ass up on stage, but you know this shit probably never happened with
me. How the fuck did he get
you
up
what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like,
in a big concert shit, he ain't thinking no nigga finna jump on stage, so they ain't no
yeah.
on that tight time. But that just let you know how big you get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Niggas
yeah.
take their chance, you know what I'm saying? Jump up there and do some dumb shit.
They mm-hmm. did that shit to Kanye when he was here. It was a few niggas that jumped on the floor with Kanye.
But he didn't get a chance to do shit, though. He could've.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They really just wanted to run around with the crowd yeah. and shit. They thought that shit looked fun. Security got their ass up out of there, though.
They didn't make it nowhere near Kanye, though.
Nah, they was just in the crowd. They didn't get close at all.
At that level, that's the purpose of security. Nobody gets too fucking close. We don't see people just close. Unless you had the Rock Nation shit. You don't see people just by Jay-Z and Beyonce just up on them and shit like that. You might be over
you
here
cleared
yelling.
To be over here.
Right.
You have been cleared.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you see them folks in the range of that they've been cleared to be right now.
Mm-hmm.
You see the young nigga got them folks running beside their car now. Little baby. I bet nigga ass ain't running up on those things. The Drake way.
Yeah.
That's the way though. Shit, when you in porn, you got to protect yourself.
Yeah.
At all costs.
Well, look, y'all control y'all kids. All I said is there definitely is an instinct to protect your kid. For sure. We get that. But you also have accountability for your kids because sometimes kids be on some real bullshit. And I'm not saying don't ride with them. You got to ride with them. But sometimes kids.
Fuck
kids,
yeah, they're yours. What you
kids
mean?
I was a little manipulative kid.
Me too.
You manipulate when you're a kid. Like, I'm going to take advantage of mommy and daddy because they going to do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm their kid.
Yeah.
But you got to teach them that there is, repercussions for the shit that you do. Like you say, if you slap, you get slapped back. Yeah,
I'm with you, but bitch, you are wrong too.
Right, like, so they'll know you can't go through life just doing what the fuck you want to do without repercussions.
Exactly,
you got to plant that seed early
for sure.
That's why you got some of these people out here. That's a whole nother episode. You know what I'm saying? Also bullshit.
Out here what? Clout the mic mics.
Clout chasers and this and that, and people think they could do what the fuck they want to do. Then shit get real, and then they want everybody to feel sorry for them when shit get real.
Yeah,
that's my thoughts. You know what I'm saying?
Mine too.
Shout out to Mike.
Who is Mike?
Michael Myers.
He ain't did shit.
What you
what the fuck? It's an inside joke.
Yeah, you missed it, bro.
You done missed the whole conversation. Like.
I lost it. Yeah. All right, www.bigfaxpod.com, Big Facts Fridays.
BFF.
Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfaxpod.com.
BigFactsPod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
BigFactsPod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.BigFactsPod.com. Visit now.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.